Test 1. Exam practice. Listening, section 2. You will hear someone talking on the radio about food and restaurants in the local area. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 11 to 14.
And now we have our Know Your Town section, where we look at what's on offer in our area. Today, John Munro is going to tell us about local food and eating out. John.
Well, most of us buy our food in supermarkets these days, but we're very lucky having a wonderful market here. It was originally on the piece of land in front of the cathedral, but at the beginning of the 20th century, it was moved to a site by the river. When the new shopping centre was built in the 1960s, it found a home beneath the multi-storey car park, where it still is, but there are plans to move it back to its previous home by the river. The market is now open 6 days a week. On Tuesday to Saturday, you can buy fresh fruit and vegetables, meat and cheese from the area, as well as a whole range of imported produce. But if you come on a Sunday, you'll find a different market, where craftspeople sell what they have made, things like bags, cards, clothes. During the week, there are a few stalls selling more everyday utensils like saucepans and cleaning products alongside the fruit and vegetables, as well as one new stall selling antique furniture, which is proving to be very popular. People often ask what our local dish is. As we're by the sea, they expect it to be some kind of fish recipe. Our fish is good, of course, but there isn't one particular dish that stands out. What we do have is an apple cake that isn't really made anywhere else. There's a new cafe in the High Street, Barton's, which bakes them fresh every morning and serves them with delicious homemade ice cream in a choice of flavours. Now, the harbour is obviously the place to buy fresh fish. Every morning there's a stall where local fishermen sell a selection of the day's catch before the rest goes to London or abroad. They've been doing that for as long as anyone can remember, of course. But the harbour itself looks very different from a few years ago. Most of the restaurants used to be at the far end, but that part was redeveloped and the restaurants had to relocate to the other end. Many of them are simply the old ones in new premises, but a couple of new ones have opened recently, so there's a good range now, both in the harbour and the town itself. I'm now going to give you my top six places to eat in different parts of the town.
Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
So, number one for me is Merrivales, which is in one of the busiest parts of the town leading down to the harbour. It's in a side street, so it doesn't look out over the water, but it's very close. So you can take a walk after your meal and find one of the cafes with live music. At Merrivales, you can enjoy delicious fresh fish and seafood. The friendly staff offer very attentive service and a really enjoyable evening. The Lobster Pot is on the main road going down to the harbour, so it also misses out on the sea view, but the food makes up for that. It serves a huge range of fish and seafood, as well as vegetarian and meat dishes, so there's something for everyone. Prices are from mid-range to fairly expensive, so it's really only for a special occasion. Elliot's is in the city centre and is a very upmarket restaurant in the evening, but during the day it serves lunch and coffee. It's on the 20th floor above some offices, and it's a great place to sit for a while, as you can see most of the city spread out from there. It does get very busy, though, and you may have to wait to be served. Not far from the city centre is The Cabin, which is on the canal bank. You can't park your car there. It's a 15-minute walk from the nearest car park, but it's very peaceful. A good place to relax away from the traffic. It's not cheap, but it's an ideal place for a long lunch. The Olive Tree is a family-run restaurant in the city centre offering beautifully prepared Greek dishes. It's well known locally and very popular. Service can be slow when it's busy, as all the food is freshly made. There's plenty of room, and on Friday and Saturday nights, the wooden floors resound with live music and dancing, which is certainly worth going for. The last place I want to recommend has only just opened in a converted school building. The old school restaurant has been very cleverly renovated. The use of mirrors, plants, and the colours on the walls makes you feel as though you're in a large garden instead of the city centre. There are only a few dishes on the menu, but they change every day. So, Tanya, I really...
That is the end of section two. You now have half a minute to check your answers.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.